Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Barton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfari for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke takes first base on ball four. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 1 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Barton and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. 1 out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Dave Marshall pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing left field. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Menke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Alou reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Wynn throws the ball into Rader, who tags Hunt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Menke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.